Welcome to the ADHD and HD podcast. If you've been diagnosed with ADHD or suspect you do have ADHD, then this is the podcast for you. This podcast is focused on helping entrepreneurs, public figures, and CEOs thrive while living with an adult diagnosis of ADHD. My name is Ashley Brianna Eve, a triple certified coach, including in positive psychology and human design. I fuse the spiritual with logical, scientific principles to help you flourish despite your diagnosis. Without further ado, let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast, everybody. This episode is going to be shared between my ADHD and HD podcast. If you have ADHD and you are diagnosed as an adult and you're looking to navigate the space of deconditioning and learning more about yourself and how your brain works, that is the place for you. And it's also going to be shared on the Holistic Human Design Analyst podcast, which is looking at you holistically as a unique, differentiated individual. And as an International Human Design School differentiation degree student, I'm so excited to bring those layers to my clients and to you on the podcast. So this is going to combine the best of both worlds, because to bring the fullness of this picture through, I feel it's best served in bringing in my ADHD and speaking about my ADHD as well. So what are we talking about today? Well, this is something that I really do, I hate the saying, but beat the dead horse around, and it's our assimilation type. In regular human design, if you will, so there's BG5, which is the business application of human design, and then there's the spiritual awakening, which is the human design system that you know and love, the human design system that also I'm learning the inner workings of with the primary health system and rave psychology at the differentiation degree college. There's the two streams. So when we're looking at your definition, it's called definition in human design. That's going to be your single, your split, triple split, quad split. And in BG5, we're looking at from the perspective of what is called assimilation. Now, I'll be completely transparent. I actually prefer the BG5 language when working with my clients, because no matter who I'm working with, we have a career or a business, we're a CEO, we're managing a team. And the language with BG5 is meant to be more practical and provide practical solutions in the now, whereas human design is more of that spiritual awakening tool. So I do incorporate both when working with my clients. However, I do find the BG5 to be more applicable and to really help with those immediate shifts. All right, so let's get into what I want to talk about in regards to assimilation today. This is going to be through the lens of the triple split. I am a triple split, which is assimilating information in a synthesizing way. And I'm going to go about this podcast episode with telling you a personal story. I am a 4-6, so that 6-line role model is very strong in my business and in my storytelling. So I'll share a story with you, and then we'll look at it from the perspective of ADHD, how it's previously really impacted me in my decision-making, as well as when I'm in the shadow or under pressure, how that's impacted versus the true use of my energy as a triple split in digesting information. Actually, let's do that first. Let's talk about what assimilation actually means and why it's important. So when we're looking at assimilation, or your definition, again, on your traditional human design software, that would be your single definition, split, triple split, and quad split. And again, in BG5, it's assimilation style. This is all about how you assimilate information. How do you process information? That's what we're looking at here. And it matters if all of your centers in your body graph are connected or not. So if you have a single definition, all of your centers in your body graph that are colored in or lit up are connected. Versus someone that's a triple split, they're going to have 3 islands of definition that are not connected in their body graph. So what we can look at just from a practical standpoint, and I want you to visualize that, when we have centers that aren't connected to each other, they can't speak. They can't truly communicate, right? Now, of course, with the neutrino field or when you're in the aura of someone else, they may connect. However, you on your own in your office, you on your own at your desk or just going about your day, may not have that connection. So what ends up happening is you have these different energy centers that have their own motivation that aren't communicating with each other. So we want to look at that of how do you best digest information? How do you best assimilate information and process the information? Now, there is layers to that, of course, when we're looking at the digestion variable in human design. And I only go over variables with those that have already been in their experiment for at least a year and in long-term coaching packages. So if that is something you're interested in, going deeper into the primary health system, going deeper into rave psychology, I suggest emailing me at support@ashleybriannaeve.com and we can discuss how that might look for you in terms of a coaching package and if I'm right for you and you're right for me. So when we're looking at it from a place of definition, this is how do you assimilate information? And there are different ways people learn, process, and integrate information. And that seems so obvious, right? However, when we're looking at it from a lens of BG5, we're getting that x-ray into someone. We're getting an x-ray into their brain, an x-ray into their strengths, an x-ray into their distractions. And we get to see how do you, as an individual, learn, process, and integrate information in the best way for you. So each style, of course, is going to have its own unique advantages and challenges. There's never one better definition, one better type, nothing. There's going to be advantages and challenges for every single type of definition, every single type of how you assimilate information. And that goes for those with an ADHD brain as well. You are going to have certain advantages and challenges with each type. When we know our assimilation style, it does allow us to maximize our learning potential and maximize processing information in a way that works for us so that we can make the right decisions. So we're processing information properly for us, for how we learn, for how we integrate information, and then it leads to more aligned decisions. Because the most important piece here is each style has its own pace when integrating information. So again, you might have a single definition who is able to process information much more quickly. My husband is a single definition versus the triple split who needs a lot more space and time to process and integrate information. Therefore, when we understand our assimilation style, not only does it allow us to respect our own pace, however, it allows us to also honor those who process information faster or slower, not just in your personal relationships, but if you are a team lead, that's going to really assist you in ensuring that you're respecting your team's way of processing information. As well with assimilation, each style has a type of environment they work best in. When we're looking at it from a BG5 perspective, that's solo, partnerships, small groups, or large groups. And that has to do, or one of the factors has to do with how someone assimilates information. I'll break down the different types first, and then I'm going to go into strictly the triple split today, which is synthesizing assimilation, because like I said, this podcast episode is really utilizing my story and how I've been navigating my design to be in alignment and interact properly with not just people, but also honor and respect how I process information and make decisions. So independent assimilation is going to be your single definition. So all of your centers are connected in your body graph. Collaborative assimilation is your split definition. Now there, that is broken down into multiple subtypes as well. However, your split definition will essentially mean that you have two islands of definition in your body graph. So you might have the head center and the ajna that are connected and colored in, and then you have the root and the solar plexus that are connected and colored in based on a channel connecting them. Synthesizing assimilation is your triple split, and that's going to be three areas of connection or disconnection, if you will. And subjective assimilation is your quadruple split. That means you have four islands of definition that are not connected. And of course, we can't forget our reflectors. Sampling and reflecting the environment, you have objective assimilation. And of course, for the evaluator, that's what the reflector is called in BG5, there is no consistent definition of your centers. And so that is objective assimilation. So I'm going to tell you the story first, and then we'll get into assimilating information the synthesizing way and break that down a bit, especially for that ADHD brain. All right, let's get into the story. Recently, we had someone over to the farm, and I was in the house finishing up some chores. I mean, our morning chores with the farm and the sanctuary probably end around 10:30, 11 a.m. So I was finishing up those chores, and Scott was with the people that had come over to the farm. Now, if you follow me on Instagram over at Ashley, Brianna, Eve, you may realize we have a feral cat colony here. It seems like we just attract all the local strays. The original cats to the farm were supposed to be spayed. However, one of them very obviously was not. The old owner of the farm actually popped by one day and we said how one of the cats was having kittens, and he goes, "Well, that's impossible. I spayed them." And we said, "Well, the two seem to be spayed, but not the one." He goes, "There's three here. I thought there was only two." Now, the farm had been turned into a Airbnb, so they weren't at the farm frequently. I don't think they realized they had extra cats here. Anyway, we ended up with multiple litters of kittens this year. And the last litter, for whatever reason, they decided they didn't want to be raised by mama anymore. And we ended up hand raising them. We thought they were abandoned at first because they were screaming for about 24 hours, a couple of them at least. And more showed up over the coming days. They weren't abandoned though. I don't know what their deal was, but we hand raised them. And the individuals that had come over to the farm wanted one of the kittens. And I guess Scott had made a joke about take all the kittens, we have too many kittens, not expecting someone to say yes, that they wanted one of the kittens. And if you remember, I was still finishing up chores. So I was in the house. I just finished up with the chickens. And Scott came over to me, and there was no one around other than Scott and I. However, he asked and he said, "You know, they want to take one of the kittens. Are you okay with that?" And in that moment, synthesizing assimilation types, we are designed, we need time to digest information and process information. Even though I personally am a generator sacral authority, right? There's a lot of propaganda in the online space that the generator sacral authority is just yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. And that's true. However, when it really comes to a situation where we need to digest something, that is not how you're best making decisions. And in that moment, the answer is probably no, I need time to digest this information. So the synthesizing way of digesting information. You're designed to synthesize information from a variety of different sources and a variety of different people. And you feel the most healthy when you can move around, work with, and interact with a number of different people throughout the day or be in and out of auras throughout the day. What ends up happening, however, is there is a tendency to either be impatient and act prematurely. So you're taking action before you've actually digested the information fully, which may lead to regret. Or if we're looking through a shadow perspective, you may start operating through the pressure of your shadows or your distractions, which would be your openness. And again, not fully process the information, not give yourself that time to process the information and make decisions you regret. So I, in that moment, one, felt pressure to make a decision because the people were on the property. I also have that open, totally open solar plexus where with the open solar plexus, you don't know what to feel. So I didn't know what to feel in that moment, but I knew one with that open solar plexus, I didn't want to trigger anyone. I didn't want to get anyone upset. There were kids involved. I didn't want to get the kids upset. So there was a lot of pressure to make a decision fast and also to leave everyone happy in that situation, to not get anyone upset in that situation. Now, an added layer on that, of course, is I have ADHD. And most of my life, and maybe you can relate if you have it as well, I've identified as someone that's impulsive, that really fails to stop and think, that jumps and hopes a net appears. Right? And so when we're looking at from an ADHD perspective, being impulsive means that many of us act and react with this astonishing speed and little thought about the consequences. Now, our brains don't control behavior the way they quote unquote should. So we act rashly.
We act without fully processing the situation. Now, you can see how that is compounded with someone that has a triple split definition, someone that's meant to take time to make decisions, that's meant to allow themselves to be in and out of other people's auras or even the neutrino field to feel into, process, digest the information, integrate the information, and make a correct decision for themselves. So you can see the conditioning field that someone with ADHD has also been under, not even taking into consideration where are you open in your chart, right? Do you have an open solar plexus like I do, where you're worried about triggering other people's emotional waves? You don't want anyone to be upset. You want to make sure everyone's happy, especially maybe if you've grown up in a volatile home as I have, right? What can I do to just make everyone happy, to make this go away? Even if it's at detriment to ourselves, right? Yet on top of that, that additional layer of the ADHD brain where consciously we know that we quote unquote should pause rather than react. We should, for myself as a triple split, take time. However, the combination of that open solar plexus with the way our brain works as ADHD adults led to me saying yes in that circumstance when really internally I wanted to say, I need time to process this. And so what ended up happening? Well, I said yes, and in the moment I felt good about it, right? Because that open solar plexus is amplifying others' emotions at 200%. At 200%, I was amplifying everyone's emotions on the farm. They were all happy, and so I felt good. What ended up happening, however, when everyone left the farm and I started to actually process the information, well, I didn't really want one of the kittens we hand raised to go. Scott and I had decided to do a trap neuter release at the farm and keep them at the farm. And I hadn't really processed the consequences of one of them leaving and how that would make me feel. So of course, afterwards, there were those feelings of guilt, right? I should have known better. I know my design. I know I need time to sit with it. I know I need time to process it fully. And I know how my brain works. I know that with ADHD, I'm more prone to act impulsively and to really take a second to breathe, to give myself permission and time and space to do what is correct for me. And of course, on top of that, I was a little bit upset because Scott, I had communicated previously that I need time to process information. And I think in his brain and the way he works, he's a single definition. So for him, having the time to process just because I was out of the other people's auras and having a couple minutes to process works for him. And therefore he thought, well, because this is processing information, you're not around them. You don't feel the pressure of them. They're not staring at you expecting a decision and they're not expecting you to say yes because they don't even know I'm going to ask you. That's how he works in alignment with his design, with the single definition. He really fully didn't grasp the depth required with a triple split. So it did create a little bit of tension, I'm not gonna lie, for a couple days. And, you know, there, like I said, there was a lot of that on myself. You know better than this. And how many times as an ADHD adult have you felt that? You know, I should have known better. And there was also that feeling of, okay, I need to figure out a way to put kind of, you know, the visual that comes to mind for me is when you're bowling and you put those bumper lanes up. How do I put those bumper lanes up so that those in my life understand really the depth of how I make decisions, and therefore we can support each other in how we process information, how we digest information, integrate it, and then come to decisions that are important to us or are right for us. And so what ended up happening is I had a talk with Scott, and he's not really into human design, but I pulled up my chart and I showed him my chart and I explained how my energy works and why in that situation, even though we weren't in the aura of the other individuals, that it still was a lot of pressure to not trigger other people's emotional waves, to not get people upset, and to make a decision in the now, even though I fully hadn't processed the situation. So my biggest tip for you, if you have the assimilating type of synthesizing, which would be a triple split in human design language, is to, especially if you have the ADHD brain on top of that, is look at where and how do I have a tendency to be impatient and act prematurely. You need patience to synthesize information before taking action. There's no way around it. And of course, if you have the ADHD brain, the way our brain works is very different than everyone else. It's what I always joke, a cosmic joke on us triple splits and quad splits to give us an ADHD brain on top of a type of design that needs a depth of patience to process information before taking action. And it is a little bit of a cosmic joke, but that's okay. Every design is going to have challenges. And it's actually what I believe in the challenges that we gain our wisdom. When we're looking at the synthesizing way of processing information as well, it can really feel like there's three different parts of you at play. Remember how I said that those islands of definition actually aren't communicating? They can't communicate. I remember Rock described the channels as the quantum. That's where energy moves. And hanging gates as rocks. And this is why I always tell my clients, especially if you have lots of channels, don't even worry about the hanging gates at this point when they're starting their journey in human design. Focus on your channels. That's the quantum. The hanging gates are rocks. So there can really be this sense of three different parts of you at play. And when we're looking at that in regards to personal relationships or career and business decisions, there can be this disconnect from inner authority. And that's why it's so important for the synthesizing way, the triple split, to give themselves space and time to make decisions. Because those pieces of you, those three different parts, as you go in and out of other people's auras, as the neutrino field moves through you, they're going to be connected. And when they're connected, information can move and you can start to feel into how that decision works for you. What we want to think of is energy is always trying to move from the head to the throat for expression and the root to the throat for expression. You want to give yourself time so it can move in that way. And then to the throat for you to express yourself on what the right decision is for you. And as I said, you can be a synthesizing split or a synthesizing way of processing information, a triple split, and have an authority that is a splenic authority, a sacral authority, which is what we would traditionally say is impulsive in the moment decisions. And this is why I'm so passionate about long-term coaching packages with my clients and working on deconditioning, pulling back the layers, because we want to start to understand and feel into what is the ADHD brain, especially if you have ADHD. What is the ADHD brain? What is the shadow or distraction, your openness in your body graph? And what is your actual strength? How are you meant to operate? And it takes time to pull apart those threads and really get into how do you operate as an individual? And being honest, a lot of my clients that have ADHD see such a drastic decrease in their ADHD symptoms going on this journey because they've realized, okay, yes, there is this tendency, for example, to act impulsively without stopping and thinking. However, that's amplified by my synthesizing way of processing information and the pressure to be impatient, the pressure to act prematurely. And then it's amplified even more with my open solar plexus, which is saying, don't rock the boat, don't trigger people, just be polite, just be the nice girl, just be the good guy, just do whatever you have to do to keep everyone happy. And when we start to pull back those layers, we can then get to the bottom of what does it mean to be you as a unique, differentiated individual? What does it mean to process information as a unique, differentiated individual? What does it mean to make decisions as a unique, differentiated individual? And your ADHD is a part of being a unique, differentiated individual. It gives you a unique way of thinking, a unique way of seeing things, a unique sense of creativity. And yet, until we really pull back the pieces, a lot of people are blaming their ADHD for certain symptoms or certain manifestations of behavior. Yet, when we look at the body graph, we're seeing where it's actually coming from. All right, so I hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, we were just looking at the synthesizing way of processing information. And even if you do not have a triple split, I hope this episode really helped you to understand there is such a depth to you as a unique individuated individual, as a unique individuated being. There is a depth. And I really want to illuminate the fact that these viral human design posts, these short explanations of a snapshot of body graphs online is not actually going to be in service to you long term in your deconditioning journey, because it's so easy to say, oh, it's because I'm a manifesting generator this, or because I'm a projector that, or because of this channel, that's why it's expressed like this. And the reality is, maybe, maybe not. Let's look at the depth. Let's dive in. Let's see what's what. If you have the ADHD brain, what is the ADHD? Even if you don't have an ADHD brain, what is the conditioning? How is it showing up in who you think you are? As Ra Uruhu said, who we think we are is an illusion. And when we start to pull back the layers, it's incredibly fascinating to see who you thought you were all this time is really not who you be. Be willing to go on that journey. And ultimately, that's who I'm here for now. No more short packages of coaching. No more surface level. I'm here for those that are ready to go on that deep dive into who they be, who they always were, and pull back the rat's nest of who they think they should be, or the expression of certain behaviors, thought patterns, habits, rituals, and find out underneath it all, who were you actually designed to be as a unique, differentiated being? All right, my friends, if you enjoyed this episode, please give it a screenshot and a share. These are new podcasts that I'm looking to grow. You can tag me over at Ashley Brianna Eve on Instagram, and I'd love to hear how the podcast is helping you on your journey. I'll see you in the next one. Bye, guys.